Here at the John Deere FarmSight Technology Summit, I'm visiting with Dave Everett. And Dave, I guess, I don't know if I want to say congratulations here, but I know that you have announced your retirement from John Deere as president of the Ag and Turf Division. You know, I guess, what are some of your thoughts as you're about to enter this phase?
You know, what's interesting is our previous chairman, Bob Lane, always said John Deere is a great company to retire from. And in May, I celebrated my 37th anniversary with the company, and it's time to go. I've done had a great career. I'm a kid from Kansas who's, I tell people, I've seen things and been places and eaten things that kids from Kansas can't imagine, so it's time to go do something else.
Well, I would love to just hear some of your anecdotes of some of those stories over the years, but we sure don't have time for that now. We're here at what's going to be some big announcements, new things from John Deere. How about just a little bit of an overview of some of those key things that your customers, especially those farmers out there, are going to be looking forward to?
Right. Well, you know, John Deere FarmSight is, we talk about it in three pillars. We talk about it in terms of machine health or machine optimization. We talk about it in logistics. We talk about it in terms of ag decision support. And one of the things we're announcing is the myjohndeere.com, which is the big thing today is clouds, cloud computing, et cetera. And what we're doing is creating a cloud. We actually have infrastructure right now in 43 countries. So individual farmers that participate in this capability have the ability to connect. Their dealers connect. They share information. They share productivity improvements. And, you know, we now have over 50,000 pieces of equipment that are connected to myjohndeere.com full-time. It's amazing what we're doing. We're adding about 3,000 machines a month, and I'll talk about that later this evening. But it's a great, it is the beginning of the next wave of technology.
And this is all geared towards mobility. Of course, the equipment is itself, but this is going to give operators, farmers, a lot of interesting new kind of options that they can do, just managing things or monitoring things straight from their handheld device.
Right. Yeah, instead of mobility, I'd say productivity. You know, if you think about from the time mechanized agriculture started up to today, productivity has been defined by what I call bigger, better, faster. Machines have gotten bigger. They go through the field faster. Reliability and uptime has improved, so it's important. But we've kind of reached the limits of it. I mean, you'll see a few bigger machines, but you've kind of reached the limits of that. The next wave of productivity is all about how do you manage information, how do you manage technology, how do you integrate systems between capability of machines and what seed are you planting, what kind of product chemicals you put on it, how do you manage water information, and do that in a way to reduce variability and improve productivity. That's what this is all about.
So we're going to have a group, ag media, some analysts for the industry here. We're going to, I guess, get to see some of this new stuff in action.
Right, you're going to love it. I mean, it is the most, for me, the most impactful thing for agriculture since the advent of the tractor. I mean, if you think about what the impact of the tractor did almost 100 years ago, it changed the face of agriculture in terms of productivity. I think we're at the same kind of hinge point in agriculture today. And large agricultural companies, regardless of where they are in the world, you know, you imagine a large farmer in the U.S. that owns a farm operation in the U.S., maybe they have operations in Brazil, they may have operations in Australia. You can tie all this together in a virtual world using products like myjohndeere.com. The dealer can connect in and remote data access. You're going to see that tomorrow, too. And the capability to maximize the productivity of these machines in ways never before seen, I think, is going to be absolutely fascinating for the future.
Well, again, I'll congratulate you on your career with the company and going into retirement here. Just an exciting time, and, you know, I guess I would assume you'll probably still stay in touch with some of these folks.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a bittersweet time for me because I'm really pleased with the progress we made. We've got some really great people coming, some really great products coming to market. And for me, it's time to move on. But it's the most exciting time in agriculture that I've ever seen. And so you wish you could be 25 years old and start over again. So I may stay closely attached to it as we go forward. But I'm really, really pleased with the opportunity and excited for the company.
Well, I just love being one of the media types to get to observe all this. So thank you very much, David Everett with John Deere. We're here at an ag media event, and that is the John Deere FarmSight Technology Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.